So MicroStrategy's stock price has just ripped to a new all-time high per day. And as you can see, this is the highest price MicroStrategy stock has ever been. And what's really interesting is we have $700 million hedge funds putting on this trade that's on screen right now. We can see today, I want to check in on how Kerrisdale Capital is doing, because only a few months ago, they said they are going short MicroStrategy and long Bitcoin. So today I want to really ask the question, why is Bitcoin languishing at $62,000 while MicroStrategy is at a new all-time high forever? And Michael just came out literally today. And as we can see from this headline here in Forbes, Michael Saylor reveals shock $100 trillion MicroStrategy endgame as the Bitcoin price suddenly soars. So I want to be talking about everything going on with Michael Saylor, the man who could potentially become the next richest man in the world. Now, I know that sounds like a big and bold claim, but something else I want to show you guys today is this new MicroStrategy multiplier effect. And this is going to show us some pretty bullish things about where the MicroStrategy stock price could be in the next Bitcoin bull market. And I don't want to give it away too soon, but when Michael Saylor came out and he gave that interview today with Bernstein Alliance, a $725 billion asset manager, he said that he wants MicroStrategy to become the next multi-trillion dollar company. Think about that for a moment. It's 58,000 public companies. How many multi-trillion dollar companies are there? There's not many, okay? There's really not that many multi-trillion dollar companies at all. If I were to put them on a screen right now, you can see we have Apple, we have Microsoft, we have Meta, we have Amazon, we have Nvidia, Alphabet, Tesla. But that's about it. What if MicroStrategy could become the next trillion dollar company? We got a lot to talk about today, guys. So let's get straight into it. And maybe let's begin by talking about what's happening with the shorts and why we are seeing a short squeeze. Because a lot of people have been perplexed. They're saying, okay, MicroStrategy is up by 1,875% since 2020. That's an 18x. That's what 1,800% is. Why is Bitcoin only up 600%? So MicroStrategy is up by 18x, Bitcoin's up by 6x, MSTI is outperforming Bitcoin by 3x. It's pretty big, right? Well, is it due to all of this short pressure that we see? So MicroStrategy, we can see this is a little bit of an older article. It's a couple of months old now. But we can see that MicroStrategy faces $6.9 billion in short pressure against its stock from people like this hedge fund who made a little bit of a name for itself earlier in the year by announcing that they are going to be shorting MicroStrategy. Kerrisdale says, crypto trades often get carried away and MicroStrategy is no exception. Is MicroStrategy different? I don't know. We're going to be exploring that today. Or are they just another crypto trade? So again, this is not a Bitcoin hedge fund. This is somebody outside the space who says, oh, MicroStrategy should be directly correlated with the price of Bitcoin. So they shorted MicroStrategy and longed the price of Bitcoin earlier in the year. And it looks as if, maybe, just maybe, that trade could be blowing up. So they also said the BTC price implied in MicroStrategy shares is now over 177K and unjustifiable 2.6x the spot price of Bitcoin. Okay, so they're trying to apply these models onto Bitcoin. Now, I have a model I want to show you guys in a moment just here that has some pretty bullish conclusions. Okay, but again, this is just yet another reminder. All of your models will be destroyed. Michael Saylor says it himself. When Godzilla walks in the room, throw out all of your models. Okay, it's all over. Okay, but let's have a look at this. I do want to explore this bull market multiplier effect. I've talked a little bit about the hedge funds today. I want to talk a little bit more about what Michael Saylor said today to a $725 billion asset manager. I know that sounds big. I know that sounds crazy, but literally that's what happened, okay? So we can see from this article here, MicroStrategy eyes $1 trillion valuation in Bitcoin Bank endgame. I love that title. You guys know I'm a sucker for titles, and that's a beauty. But see, Michael Saylor tells Bernstein. So hang on a minute. Did Michael Saylor just give yet another interview? I mean, we've all probably watched tens, if not hundreds, of Michael Saylor interviews, okay? And, you know, a lot of people, they've kind of zoned out. They've said, okay, Michael's bullish. We get it. He's a billionaire. He's buying Bitcoin. Cool. But I want to show you who he was actually talking to this time. He's talking to these guys right here. Bernstein Alliance, $725 billion of assets under management. I don't need to cut that cookie anyway for you guys. I think you understand. They're a pretty big deal. They've nearly got $1 trillion of assets under management. They're an incredibly big deal, okay? If you were to compare them against companies, they would nearly be in this pretty elite class right here. So when Michael's talking to, let's say, nearly $1 trillion companies, I like to pay attention to what he's saying. And he said something really new and really interesting about, you know, his stock price, but also his plans for the future in this interview with Bernstein. Okay, I think it's fascinating. I want to show you guys a little bit of what happened here. So this is the most valuable asset in the world. The end game is to be the leading Bitcoin bank or merchant bank, or you could call it a Bitcoin finance company, Saylor said. If we end up with $20 billion of converts, $20 billion of preferred stock, $10 billion of debt, and say $50 billion of some kind of debt instrument, we'll have $100 to $150 billion worth of Bitcoin. Saylor lays out the maths. He says, the company trades at a 50% premium with more volatility and ARR. We can build a company that has a 100% premium to that $150 billion worth of Bitcoin and all of a sudden build a $300 to $400 billion company with the biggest options market and the biggest equity market in the world. And then we just basically start to chew into fixed income markets and we can just keep buying more Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to millions of coin, you know, and we create a $1 trillion company. That's a direct quote from the Giga Chad himself. Okay, he's pretty clear with what he's saying. He's pretty clear with his plans for the future. And again, this is why we're seeing incredibly, incredibly titled articles in Forbes. We can see here, Michael Saylor reveals shock $100 trillion MicroStrategy endgame as the Bitcoin price suddenly soars. Okay, people are beginning to wake up to the fact that this man right here is not here to play around. He is literally not only creating a revolution, but he's absolutely changing the way traditional finance is being done. Okay. Now, the reason why I say that is because we have a lot of companies holding Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Okay. A lot. If I were to put a number on it, I'm going to try to show you a little chart I found recently. We can see, depending upon, you know, what metric you're looking at, we know that there's over 100 companies with Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Oh, it's gone dark. Luke's in the dark. Look, you can't even see me. I'm sorry, guys. We are filming in a hotel room here in Lima, Peru. And we have a little light, but it is, by the looks of it, absolutely turned off right now. So we're going to do our best. I apologize about the lighting. I'm going to try to share my screen, but we can see over 100 companies have Bitcoin on the balance sheet. It is absolutely clear that MicroStrategy has started a revolution. Okay, if I were to zoom all the way in, have a look at some of the names here. Now, this is interesting because it's not only, you know, I mean, just companies putting 1, 5, or 10 Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Some of these companies are going hardcore. So we can see Marathon Digital, they got 26,000 Bitcoin, over $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. That's really interesting, actually. There's only one company aside from MicroStrategy with $1 billion of Bitcoin right now. And that's correct. Marathon Digital has $1.6 billion of Bitcoin. Riot Platforms, $650 million of Bitcoin. Tesla, $600 million of Bitcoin. Now, that's all cool and that's more, all, you know, interesting. But I'm really interested by a little company here called Metaplanet, a company that has been aggressively accumulating Bitcoin. They've been aggressively buying the dip of Bitcoin. I want to show you this little chart here. This is pretty cool. But it's showing you that Metaplanet continues to aggressively increase their Bitcoin holdings. Have a look at that orange line. Continues to rise, continues to increase. No matter what, they continue to borrow more money. They continue to buy more Bitcoin. They continue to save their capital in the best store of value in the entire world. It's a pretty simple, you know, game at the end of the day. Buy more Bitcoin and your share price moons. Okay, it really is that simple. It really is that easy. Okay, if we were to maybe have a look at a something that I find really interesting. Okay, this here is the MicroStrategy bull cycle power adjusted NAV multiplier. Now, I know that's a mouthful. Don't get me wrong. That is a hell of a mouthful. Okay, but what I want to draw your attention to is the bottom line on this chart, the final MicroStrategy stock price. Okay, we can see hypothetically, if we do see a $500,000 Bitcoin, we could hypothetically see a $15,000 per share MicroStrategy. Now, just think about that for a moment. Right now, MicroStrategy is worth something like, it's what, $200 a share? MicroStrategy just had a stock split recently. So for them to be worth $15,000 a coin, that would, well, a share, I should say, that would be absolutely incredible. That would actually melt the minds of a lot of these TradFi people who just do not understand Bitcoin. And that is why they do continue to short Bitcoin, because they don't understand it, okay? So this would be absolutely massive. This would be absolutely incredible. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared for what would happen in that hypothetical world. In that hypothetical world, everybody would be short Bitcoin. Everybody would be short MicroStrategy. And that's where we would continue to see these, you know, these supply shocks, these short squeezes. This is where people would continue to get into trouble with shorting MicroStrategy. You should not be doing that, okay? You know, I mean, just please do not be playing with leverage. If there's anyone out there playing with leverage, I would encourage you to please just not do it. Okay, it's a bad idea. Playing with any sort of leverage is a really, really, really bad idea, and it can end really, really badly. Okay, it's please do not do it. I mean, that's why we always encourage you guys to just keep it really simple. Just buy Bitcoin, put it in self-custody, and, you know, just forget about it. This actually could open a little bit of an interesting conversation, because a lot of people, I actually have DMs. I should have prepared them for today's video. If this was a pre-recorded video, I would have showed you the DMs and blurred out the names. But I get asked nearly weekly by people, hey, what should I do? MicroStrategy's gone up by 18x over the past 4 years since 2020, since Michael Saylor employed this Bitcoin strategy. Should I buy MicroStrategy instead of Bitcoin? I get asked this question a lot. I want to answer that question and more in a moment. And again, what I'm about to talk about might give away my answer to what percent of your portfolio you should maybe allocate to a riskier investment like MicroStrategy. But I want to maybe first just encourage you guys, again, I think the core of your position should be in Bitcoin. You should be self-custodying your Bitcoin. I hope it's clear by now. You know, Bitcoin self-custodied and secured properly is your generational wealth. At the end of the day, you don't know what kind of executive orders might be put upon people in the future when it comes to, you know, 6102s. You don't know whether governments are going to come and raid your retirement accounts, whether they're going to even allow you to own stocks in the future. I know it sounds crazy. There's a lot of countries where you are actually not allowed to own stocks, and where a lot of the people's retirement accounts have been confiscated by the government because of, you know, national security reasons or emergencies and all of that stuff, okay? So again, this is why I always encourage you, self-custody Bitcoin, but don't stop there, okay? So many people, they self-custody their Bitcoin, they write down their 12 or 24 words on a piece of paper, they think they're finished. Well, guess what? You're not, Okay. This is why I always encourage you guys to go and actually stamp your Bitcoin 12 or 24 words into something that will last for generations. Okay. You can use whatever you want. I've personally used engraving pens and I've engraved Bitcoin private seed words into stainless steel. Now, surprise, surprise, that doesn't last as well as you might expect. That's why I always encourage you guys to check out these titanium plates where you can actually professionally stamp your Bitcoin 12 and 24 word seed phrase into. These plates, they do last for generations. And let me tell you, the stamping kits are a little bit more secure than just a little engraving pen that I picked up from Kmart for 12 bucks in Australia. That was when I first played around with stainless steel 4 years ago. I've obviously upgraded my setup now and I use titanium plates. And you can too, and you can actually get 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code linked down below. It's Luke15. And again, take advantage of it, okay? I think you can really level up your Bitcoin security by using some titanium plates. Now, let's talk about how you could level up your portfolio. Let's talk about MicroStrategy allocation. Everybody talks about it, okay? Everybody, lots of people ask me about it. Should I buy MicroStrategy? It's outperforming Bitcoin. Should I do it? Okay, obviously, a lot of people, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at this chart right here and say, hang on a minute, I wouldn't mind a piece of that. I mean, have a look at it. Have a look at Bitcoin. Don't get me wrong, Bitcoin's performed great. It's up 6x. Since, you know, 2020, it's done incredibly wrong. It's done incredibly well. I don't want to discount that. And I do want to remind you guys that Bitcoin's gone up 6x, but there's no risk. There's no counterparty risk. There's, you know, I mean, you can hold it in self-custody, which is better than holding MicroStrategy stocks on a brokerage platform, which is something I encourage you all to remember. We can see if we actually compare MicroStrategy's price in the candles. So MicroStrategy here is red and green. On the pink, I have Bitcoin price. So on this time frame, MicroStrategy is up 16x, and we can see Bitcoin is up 7x. Okay, so now I've changed the lines on you guys again. Now we have MicroStrategy in green, and we have Bitcoin in pink. And this is why a lot of people are right now, I think, most interested in MicroStrategy, because if you look at the time frame since 2021. We can see Bitcoin was pretty much at the same price it was right now. In 2021, Bitcoin topped out at somewhere between, you know, $60,000, $65,000 a coin. And since then, Bitcoin's only up by 8%, but MicroStrategy in the green is up by 120%. This is why a lot of people are actually, you know, they're interested in Bitcoin. Now, speaking about being interested in Bitcoin, I might circle back to the end, to the comments at the end of today's video. And let's say if I get some more donations of 0.1 Bitcoin, I'm going to do those 40 push-ups live on air for you guys for a little bit of laugh. We are in Peru right now, so I apologize for the impromptu setup. And I apologize for wearing a singlet. I'm half naked. I've seen a couple of comments about my nakedness in the chat here today. I apologize for that. I don't have my shirt. I always like to wear just a tidy button-up shirt for you guys. And you guys know I only have the one because I'm a tight ass. I don't spend shit on Bitcoin. But let's talk a little bit more about this allocation. So me personally, I don't have any MicroStrategy, believe it or not. I'm embarrassed to say it. I'm not, to be honest. I'm quite happy with my Bitcoin setup. I don't need to think about it. I don't need to, you know, change it. I don't need to, you know, do anything fancy. I'm long Bitcoin, as Imperial Mazzano says. I'm as long Bitcoin as you can get. I'm getting roasted in the chat. Can he even do 40 push-ups? You're about to find out. If you stick to the end of today's live stream, I might have a crack for you guys. If you tease me enough in the chat, I might show you my boobs. Look at that comment. Okay, so again, that's me personally. I don't have MicroStrategy. I'm all in Bitcoin. I might have, whenever I travel to a new country, I obviously have, you know, a few hundred bucks of the local currency. Not much, okay? Not much because I'm too scared of getting robbed. That's another funny story I've got for you guys. The reason we're actually in a different city here in Peru is because somebody, a cheeky little Peruvian, is $4,000 richer because he stole my camera bag and my camera and my microphones. That's why I've even got different microphones for today. It's because I had to go buy some new ones. I've got the DJIs right now. But again, that's a funny story for another day because because maybe the dude who stole my camera bag at Starbucks, believe it or not, agrees with Josh in the comments. No way he can do 40. Took one look at me and said, nah, he can't do 40. He looks like an old man in action. Anyway, that's a story for another day, guys. If you're buying MicroStrategy, again, I always encourage you guys, just have the majority of a stack in Bitcoin. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great to outperform the price of Bitcoin, but just be prepared for anything that may be thrown your way in the future, okay? If you own stocks, you don't know whether that stock brokerage platform is going to go bankrupt in the future, okay? A lot of people say, oh, but they're insured, but are they? Okay, again, black swan events, assurance goes out the window, okay? A lot of people would have thought they were insured in 1970. Oh, my dollar's as good as gold. It's backed by gold. Until President Nixon comes out and says, yeah, you know what? We are actually going to remove the gold peg and the dollar is not as good as gold. Same as 1933. A lot of people thought that they were safe and secure with, gold. Okay, gold's legal tender in America. I can hold my gold. But it wasn't. Okay, when there's a Great Depression or a big black swan event, you remember what happened. Gold was outlawed and you were made an outlaw for holding gold. How dare you hold sound money? How dare you hold a form of money that we can't debase and we can't steal your value from? You know what? New rules in 1933. If you hold gold, which was money yesterday, legal money, legal tender, you're now in jail and we're going to fine you $10,000 if we find you holding gold. Okay, again, don't be surprised if something like that happens in the future with Bitcoin or MicroStrategy. This is why I prefer to hold Bitcoin. This is why even when I have conversations with people who are very, very, very pro, MicroStrategy, I always encourage them to just make sure the majority of their holdings are in Bitcoin. Okay, I can't throw shade at somebody who's got a 10% MicroStrategy allocation. I mean, you know, if you're okay with losing 10% of your wealth, go for it. Okay. We always talk about self-custody on the channel. CB's comment, BlackRock wants you to sell your Bitcoin and buy MicroStrategy instead. Long Bitcoin, Boyne, short MicroStrategy. I wouldn't short any of these things. I wouldn't be short in Bitcoin. I wouldn't be short in MicroStrategy. I mean, that's incredibly brave to be doing any of that. Okay. I think the only correct allocation, again, nothing you hear on this channel is financial advice, is long Bitcoin. Okay. Jesus, so many comments. You guys have blown me up today. Absolutely blown me up. I think that's a fair comment. There is no second best. I apologize about the lighting. I really do. If you guys could see the lighting setup we got right now, you would actually get a laugh. Producer Pam's holding two lights. I'm going to show you guys. You don't believe me. I'm going to show you some behind the scenes action. This is Producer Pam with two lights. She's waving. All right, there you go. You can see Producer Pam. I'm going to put you back down and I might even put myself to shame. Answer some of the comments in here. People are teasing me, so I might have to do these. I might have to see if I can do 40 push-ups. Thank you for the kind words, Henry. I appreciate it. I hope the dodgy setup today isn't too bad for you guys. 462 micro shares. Please go to $1,000. Yeah, I think this is really silly. Never ever ever short anything in a bull market. Never ever ever. You don't play it with Mike. I think GOMS here is taunting me. He wants me to try to do the push-ups. Ryan said he'd struggle to do 5. Josh says there's no way he can do 40. Pam, I reckon we should get Pam in the video and she can do some push-ups. She can probably do more push-ups than me, to be honest. She's an animal. All right. All right, 636 of you guys on this live stream. I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm going to have a crack here. 0.1 Bitcoin will be donated to the channel if I can do 40 push-ups by Geo. I want that in writing, Gio. Let's have a crack. Let's see how many I can do. I don't know if you guys can actually see my if I do them on the floor, you won't be able to see me. That's the only bad thing. Oh, producer Pam's on it. All right, let's go. One, two. Now I need to let me take the mic off. I don't want to break the thing. All right. How many is that? How many more? I'm gonna give that 9, 10. Can I skip to 21? Because that's a Bitcoin magic number. I want to see if someone's counting in the chat. I don't think so. I'm just going to keep going. I hope someone's counting in the chat. What do you reckon, Pam? Am I close to 40?
I think so. I think I
have. I'm waiting to see people tear me to shreds because of my form. All right, that's all I've got. That's probably all I've got. What do you guys? 50?
I think.
Ah, you just look how red I am. I look like a tomato. Honestly, what the chat said. 40. I'd say he's at 10. All right, somebody's giving me 10. Shit, push ups. There you go. All right, that's all I've got. All right, guys, there's 635. Of you guys watching. I apologize once again about the lighting. I went dark. So if you did join a little bit late and there was no lighting, well, sorry, if you joined the live stream a little bit late, rewind to the beginning. You'll get a laugh about me going in the dark. All right. Apparently I got the 40. So where's my man? I'm going to chase him down. I'm going to chase down Gio for that 0.1 Bitcoin. But with all that said, guys, I'm out of breath. I've been talking for 26 minutes to you guys now. Frogging up, froggy down. And I've done, I don't know, maybe 40 push-ups. So all that said, thank you so much, everyone, tuning in. Stay, you know, keep an eye on MicroStrategy. Okay? If they continue to outperform Bitcoin of 3x multiple, that's going to be really interesting. And it will attract more short attention, which obviously will... which obviously will attract more shorts, which will potentially create more upside. Short squeezes. I love this comment. I'm going to end it with these two comments. Your Bitcoin content is better than your push-ups. Yeah, if any of you 648, 644 of you guys tuning in today enjoyed the Bitcoin content, not the push-ups, you know, you can leave a like on the video. We appreciate that. We're told that helps push this content in front of more and more people. And thank you so much for everyone who tuned in. Yes, Ryan, whatever the chat says, I'll do. You dare me to do something on the next live stream, I'll do it. Maybe I'll jump in the pool. We do have a pool here. So there's an idea for some of you crafty people in the chat. And with all that said, I'm going to end this one here.